Blog Talk Radio.
Daily Go Get 'Em is a show. We do this every single day, every single day, every day. Every day it rains, every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. We break it down, baby. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, but then you just say Omar with the R, the Daily Go Get 'Em Is 'Em Show. What you thought it wasn't when it was? You thought it wouldn't be when it would? We are here, gathered here today, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, sons and daughters, friends and friends of friends. We're here to talk to y'all today about feeling like I failed you. Have you ever been in the mode where you feel like you have failed somebody? Or maybe someone feels like they have failed you. Now, this is a slippery slope because in our lives, there may have been plenty of times when we have failed others or others have failed us. And sometimes it goes unnoticed. A lot of times, of course, it goes noticed because, you know, we might just have something to say about it. Like, yo, you did me dirty. You did this person this way and you only did me this way. But that's not exactly what we're talking about. We're not talking about what's fair. When we talk tonight about feeling like I failed you, or, you know,
inversely feeling like you've been failed. We're talking about something that really, really may affect you for the rest of your life in ways that you may not never even recognize. You may never have known how the failure that was bestowed upon you, or lack thereof, you may not have ever recognized how meaningful it was. You may not have known you were failed. You know, you may have thought that everything was going smooth. Somebody may, somebody can fail you while actually giving you everything, treating you well, doing right by you, so to speak. They can still fail you. You know how they can still fail you? Because they may not have been giving you what you really needed for the future. They were giving you what you wanted for the here and now, but they were not giving you what you were going to need in order to be successful later on, or to be productive later on, or to be serviceable later on. They weren't giving you that. And they very well could have, but they may have been caught up in something else and giving you something else and doing other things with you while they really should have been representing for you. You know, when I wrote up the description of the show, I asked, I wonder if the public school system feels like they failed city children, the city youth. I wonder if they feel like that. Plenty of us will say, you know, listen, man, you know, one of these things about being on social media, we talk about, and y'all know I mess around with y'all and I talk about grammar and being a punctuation panther and all that. Y'all know I fuck every now and then trying to write fast or whatever, trying to prove my point. There've been plenty of times I was trying to prove my point, you know, talking about something and wind up messing it up myself. Or dissing somebody and wind up, you missed the word right there. Right? I don't know what the fuck you trying. I know what you trying to say, but I know what you didn't say while you was trying to say it to somebody else. But the public school system did not fail me. I didn't get failed in the schools that I went to. I got a lot out of it. But I can't say that about everybody. And one of the things that we see pretty clearly when we're on social media is we see the failure of the public school system. Now, don't get me wrong. Private schools can fail you, too. And that can be worse because you may pay for your failure. But it doesn't happen all that often. Normally, if you go to a private school, whether it's parochial private or whether you go to just a private school, a friend's school or whatever. You know, you normally get what you pay for because of the individual attention that's involved. But it doesn't always work that way. And sometimes we don't get the things that we have paid for. Sometimes it just doesn't work out the way that we thought it was going to work out and the way that it probably should have worked out. It just doesn't work out that way. You know what I'm saying? So it don't be working out that way. Huh? But while we're online, we see people who obviously can't read or have good reading comprehension or who can't write really well. And when, you know, when you're out of school, it's understandable that you're not going to look out for your punctuation the way that you used to when you were in school and you were practicing every day and being graded on it. Of course. But the basic spelling rules and things like that, we should be able to get. And you know what? A lot of times, you know, we think that people in some of these groups that we're in, we think that people are just in there lurking and, you know, they're not participating and maybe they're just spying on people. Have you ever really stopped to think that maybe some of those people can't write? And I don't mean can't write well. I mean, some of them may not be able to really write. It's obvious that some of the people can't read that well and can't comprehend the things that they do read, even if they do read pretty decently. But, you know, I'm sure there are plenty of people on social media that really can't read or can't read all that well. I'm sure we have some Floyd Mayweather Juniors and some Fantasia Barinos. running around. But also, I'm sure that we have people on there who can't write. So here we are stressing them, giving them hell because they're not participating. I know people who never, never, ever. Really? Who never, ever participate or comment on a post. I see people in groups and everything. They like posts. Sometimes they love posts, but you never see them comment on a post ever. And you never see them create their own post. We think they running around here trolling or not trolling, but lurking because you have to troll. You actually do have to write in order to troll. You don't know what they're thinking. You don't know what they're thinking. You know why you don't know what they're thinking? Because they don't comment. And some of them may not comment because they don't want to get mixed up in all of that stuff. They don't want to get mixed up in the back and the forth, and they see other things that happen online. They may not be able to participate in that because they can't fucking write. Whether they can't spell or whether they can't write. The reason that I'm bringing that up is because we are at a point in our lives where we have to read and write probably more than we did in the jobs that we had before. Many of us didn't have jobs where we had to read stuff. Now we do. Or we may still not have a job where we have to read a lot, but when we're online, you gotta read. That might be the reason for the popularity of Instagram. You notice there's a big difference between Instagram people and Facebook people and Twitter people. Twitter people gotta be able to read because it ain't shit else to do but read. You gotta read, you gotta write. Well, you ain't gotta write. You can just like people tweets and retweet. You ain't gotta write, but you gotta read. Or you could tweet some shit that you don't know what they say. You can do that. Hold on. Hold on. I got this flat. That's what I got to do. I got to get these motherfucking glasses together. You know what I mean? You know, one thing I have to do is I got to get these motherfucking glasses together. If I don't do shit all day, I'm going to get these motherfucking glasses together. You know what I mean? Yeah. So on social media, we may see the failure of the public school system. And the reason that I say it could be the failure of the public school system, because somewhere along the line, either somebody didn't teach somebody something or they didn't identify the real problems. They either did not teach these children the skills that they needed in order to make it, as far as just being able to read, fill out applications, understand how to interview, be able to present themselves. You are supposed to learn these things in school. Yes, you are. You are supposed to learn how to work with people, how to cooperate, how to be part of a team atmosphere, how to learn and teach around others. You are supposed to learn that in school. I'm talking about from get set all the way up to 12th grade. That is what they teach you if they don't teach you shit else. But also reading, writing, and arithmetic, they're supposed to teach you that. So if you make it out of 12th grade and you never really learn to add or subtract or multiply or divide, you cannot tell me that the public school system didn't fail you. Somehow, you kept getting pushed through. And the fucked up part about it is some of us was cool with it. Well, you know, I never was really in the school like that anyway. So, you know, I flunked once. I flunked twice. So before I flunked the third time, they kept pushing me up. I learned a little bit, but you know how some people really, really weren't good in school. Even if you're not that good in school, it is the obligation of the school to identify whether you have a learning disability or not, or whether you are able to fulfill the requirements to be able to graduate from that school. And if you're not, then something has to be done. I'm not saying to make them make a student repeat a grade over and over and over. What I'm saying is find a way to get them the help that they need. There are resources in the school. So why is it that so many people got out of school without knowing how to read and write and fucking add and subtract, multiply and divide? Those are the basics. You may never know how to do algebra well. You may never be good in geometry. You may have never learned trig. You may not know what an elementary function is. You may never get the calculus. But you should be able to add, subtract, multiply, and divide. And you should be able to do it well. Long division, goddamn. You may not be that good in fractions. You may not be able to do decimals. You may not be able to... Well, you know, multiplying decimals is not all that easy when you don't know how to fucking do it. And what's the other thing? Oh, percentages. You know how many people graduate high school and don't know how to do percentages? They'll be like, yo, so 35% of 50 is what? And they can't fucking do it. They got to get a calculator. They learn how to do it. You should be able to do that in your head. 35%. If you think, you should be able to do it in your head. A percent means 100. Percent means 100. So if you take 35 from 100, what do you get? 65. No? No? If you take 65 from 100, what do you get? No? No? Okay. All right. You want to find 50% of... I mean, I'm sorry, 35% of 50. 50 is half of 100. So 35% from 100 would have been... 65. So you take half of that. Anyway, the answer was so you should be able to do certain things in your head, but they can't do it because they didn't learn how to, they didn't learn it. So yeah, the public school system has failed many children. It just has. I'm not so sure. But there have definitely been costly mistakes on the public school side that we have to deal with every single day. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones is all up in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Good to see you. See me some you, my brother B. Moore, stand up all day, every day. All day, every day. And Charlene Curry. Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? You know what I'm saying? Get that, give up the ass, yo, quick, fast, in a hurry. It's Charlene Curry. You know I just playing. You know I just playing, mama. You know I just playing. I say with you. And Cherry is all up in the house. Cherry. And you're right. It is 17.5. It's 17. There you go. You take half of 100 and half of 100 is 50. So the 35 that would have been, you got to take half of the 35, half of the 30, half of the 35 and half of the 50 you put. So so Cherry is all up in the house. It's Cinderella Day to Day. Well, it's the woman day to day with fame. It's Cinderella Day to Day. Well, it's the woman day to day with fame. What's going on, Dana Day? What's going on? It's the day. It's the day. Ah. All right, let me see what y'all saying. What y'all talking about? What are we talking about tonight, y'all? What are we talking about? We talking about feeling like I failed you. So we're starting off talking about the public school system, but we're going to get into a whole lot of other failures where you may have thought that you were doing somebody well, or you thought that you were doing good by somebody, but turn out, or somebody was thought that they were doing well by you, but turn out, nah, son, nah. We wasn't doing good by each other. Or they weren't doing good by you. Whatever. Carol Chamberlain says, I don't think they do. I don't think they even care. Word up. I'm just saying. Ansem Jones says, don't make expectations high on your people, you on people you doubt. Philadelphia Public Schools, the teachers are the administration. The teachers, yes. The administration, no. I think some of the teachers have to bear that responsibility, too. I know teachers for a fact that just came to pick up a check, and you kind of know it. I've even heard teachers talk about it. I'm like, yo, a teacher's salary ain't nothing to brag about. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if you got a bachelor's, master's, or a PhD. There are no rich teachers that got rich by teaching. Not teaching that. When they start talking about the people who are most underpaid in any profession, teachers is always at the top of the list. They talk about policemen and firemen and all of that shit. I'm like, they get paid too fucking much. Way too much. Let me be. Anyway. But they always talk about how teachers are underpaid. And now, if you're a teacher in the Philadelphia school system with a master's degree, you get about 65 grand. 65, you know, somewhere around there. It's not guaranteed that you're going to get the 65, but you can get about 65. You can make about 65 grand. It's a decent salary. You ain't nowhere near rich. You ain't nowhere near six figures. Well, actually, you're 35% away from six. But you got to teach that. But yeah, it's one of those things. It's one of those things. Okay, let me see what we're doing here. What we doing? All right, Ansel Jones says, I remember when I thought rappers were good because of records they sold a lot. They sold a lot. I don't know. You would think that rappers were good readers and writers, but they're not. They're not always. Most successful rappers are high school dropouts. And, you know, we're not talking about 12th grade high school dropouts. They've been stopped going. Many of them had learning disabilities, but they could rap their ass off. I never really quite understood it. But I knew a guy who could rap his ass off. And this, he had a really hard time reading. Guy used to work with me. He worked under me. Yeah, he was a sweet guy. But he couldn't, you know, and he told me. I remember he told me, like, you know, I used to really, really struggle in school. And I was like, he broke down telling me. And, you know, he was thanking me because I always took my time with him and I never treated him like blah, blah, blah. I'm like, this is a job. I'm going to treat you like you're a dummy. You was doing your job. That's my word. But, you know, he was always telling me that he appreciated the way that I handled things with him or whatever. And he knew, he felt like I understood his struggle. And I did. You know. So I would do certain things like whenever we had briefings, I would break things down. You know, if I was talking about it, I didn't just take for granted that he understood. What's up, Sucre Jetoi? Sucre JTX? Sucre Jetu? How you feeling, Maz? Good to see me some. You. Oh, if you had a lot of fans, you thought that meant that you were good? Well, it should mean that. It just doesn't always mean that. Carol Chamberlain says, Omar, it happens many times, sadly. Yeah, you know. A lot of these teachers are bullshit. A lot of them don't come from, they don't come, you don't have to grow up in the hood or come from the hood to make a positive impact. I'm not going to say that. But one thing is for sure. If you care about the students that you are teaching, it's going to show. It's going to show. Divinity Design. That's what's up. Stop jacking up my name. Listen, man. That's not a real name. It's not American. I can't understand that mess. I only learned how to read American. I can't read nothing else. Maybe a little bit of Spanish, but I don't think so. You know what I mean? You want to turn me into Floyd Mayweather Jr. or Fantasia. All you got to do is put a foreign language in front. I can read the words. I won't know what I'm saying, though. And so Jones says, an NBA player shoot 50% from the free throw line. Better be good in other jobs on the team. Man. Now, there is a reason that most really good basketball players leave college after 1 year. And it ain't because there are millions of dollars waiting for them in the NBA. That's part of the incentive, but I've seen them in class. I've seen football players and I've seen basketball players in class. And it ain't sweet like that. Sucre says school district failed you. They did not. If anything, I failed them. I'm so sorry. But yeah, I've seen those football players and those basketball players struggle in class. And you know what? I've never seen a football player or a basketball player participate in class. I've never seen it. I've had classes with them. They just sat there and chilled. And I realized, like, the reason they was just sitting there and chilling because they just had to go to class. They didn't have to study or nothing like that. They got pushed through. But they couldn't push them through to graduate. I didn't go to that kind of school. You wasn't going to graduate from Penn State just because you were a star player. But you were going to be there. And I've actually seen players who were scholarship players actually fail. So they was going to get pushed out of there anyway. So it was time to try their hand at the pros. All of them wasn't pro material, though. Not all of them. It wasn't all ready for the pros. They wasn't all ready for that. They wasn't all ready. Okay. Robbie Ming says, it's not always the teacher's fault. Some kids go to school to clown around and not learn. That's true. Those are their parents failing them, though. That's parental failing. That's what I think. I think that's when your parents, the parents have not done their children a service. They've done their children a disservice. Because they you know how your kids are. Ain't no parent who knows that they have kids who are undisciplined surprised when their kids act up in school. They ain't surprised about that shit. They just think that they should be pushed through. Don't be so hard on them. Meanwhile, the problem is you ain't hard on them. You don't know how to read or write that well, so you don't know how to check homework, so you don't give a fuck. Or you think your kids are just supposed to be smarter than you were because of the material items that you were able to give them. So they ain't got to worry about, they don't have to worry about whether they're going to eat or have nice clothes. So what do they have to do besides do well in school? It sounds good coming out of your mouth, but in practice, it doesn't exactly work that way. You got to put in the work. Nobody can have children and think that they're going to be like the children that are actors on TV, where you can just sit a child in a seat and he'll sit there and watch TV. Doesn't work that way. I see people popping up at the on the Instagram side. Taki Zori, what's going on? Like, why going over there? We all right over here on the YouTube side, right? And we good. Everybody good. Everybody straight. What we doing? what? Hey, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet.
I mean, we ain't buffering over on the YouTube side, are we? Everybody running over to, normally people only run over to the YouTube side when things are going, you know, crazy. I mean, run over to the Instagram side when, okay, you said I was buffering, then it stopped. Okay. All right. What we doing? Now, that's crazy because it looks clear on my end. But all right. But all right, my man Lawrence Sakel is all up in the house. My man Lawrence Sakel. Is the buffering bad? Is it bad? Is it bad? Okay, hold on. Is it bad? Because I know what happens. I need to know if it starts messing up for real. Because I have to make a decision pretty soon on how I'm going to do this thing. I've been trying to run my laptop as long as possible to see if it's going to freeze. I need to see if it's going to stay the way it is, or if it's going to freeze. If it's going to freeze, then I know what I need to do. If it stays right, you know what I mean? If it stays right, then I'm good. Then I'm good. All right. My man Chuck is all up in the house. What's going on, my dog? All right. So, where were we? But yeah, you're right, Rob. There are kids who go to school just to tear shit up. But you know what? I'm like, at least you went to school. And I'm sorry that I have to look at it that way. Like, at least you showed up. The kid's not even going. They like, I'm not going up in that motherfucker. I'm gonna find a block to beat, a corner to run, a pack to sell. Some cops to avoid. We doing it in that order. Charlie Curry says, you better be playing. I'm gonna do a drive-by on you. Oh, please, no. No, no. Oh, heavens, no. Heavens, no. All right, what we talking about? What we talking about? What we talking about? Carol talking about something. Yeah, Charlene. I'll ride with you. God, y'all always try. Trying to ride on somebody. Who would want to ride on me? You know what I'm saying? I'm a good guy. Real good. You know what I'm saying? Here we are, 34 minutes in, and no shenanigans. No shenanigans. So, hold on. Am I all right on this side? Am I good? Okay. Okay, so we all right now? We all right now? We all right now? Okay. Okay, Ansel Jones says, y'all threw me out like Jazz on Fresh Prince. Okay. Charlie Carey says, I sure will. Okay, yeah. Ready, Charlie? When I stay ready. Yeah. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Glad you came on out. Good to see you in my sight. There's no doubt. It's my brother, no doubt. Word up. So I give you a shout. My brother, no doubt. My brother, no doubt. Word. My brother. My brother, no doubt. My brother, no. Yeah. My brother, no. Mm, 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 mm.
Let's go. Feeling like I failed you. So we can talk about the public school system, but we can talk about a whole lot of other things. You know, because we may have had old heads. We may have had old heads that was really looking out for us. So we felt like when we were growing up, you know, some of us grew up scrambling out there, not really having a lot going on at home that we could hang on to, you know, not having a lot of pathways to success, but having more than enough pathways to failure, pathways to incarceration, pathways to an early grave, pathways to a lot of violence and chaos and misfortune. We may have had a lot of that going on. So sometimes we had an old head who took us under his wing or her wing and showed us how to survive out there, so to speak. We talk about how we learn to survive. So they may have taught us how to sell drugs. They may have taught us how to cook up drugs. They may have taught us how to pimp or how to make it out here on the streets, take chances on our freedom all the time. And they may have taught us so well that we got really, really good at it. And then what happens? Somewhere along the line, we got cocky with it because we had been taught so well, we picked up on it so well that we felt like, you know, we could do this for a living or for the time being, and that we would be all right. We started the people around us that are doing it, right? But see, our old head failed us because they should have been taught. I'm teaching us how to avoid jail. They should have been teaching us how to avoid problems. They should have been teaching us how to stay true, how to elevate our consciousness. They should have been teaching us how to avoid taking chances on our freedom, on our lives, on our health. They should have been, instead of buying us the beer or whatever, you know, with their ID, or fixing it so we could have a fake ID, they should have been showing us or telling us to wait, you know, wait until you're of drinking age or whatever. Wait until you're mature enough to really handle your liquor before you start drinking. Or maybe avoid it all together. But that's not what we did. I'm sorry. That's not what they did. They took us under their wing and showed us how to practice being a fucking hooligan. Or to be slick. Or to take chances on our freedom. They taught us, and they taught us well. And we looked at it that way. We looked at them like, yeah, you know, I ain't had nothing. You know, my mom wasn't home, or she was on drugs or whatever. My dad wasn't there. Yeah, I never really knew who he was. And when I found out who he was shot out and all that kind of stuff. So I kind of had to raise myself on my own. And they was there. They took me in. They gave me a spot. They let me cook up. They let me rock up. They let me blah, blah, blah. They, you know what I mean? When I got pregnant at a young age, they when my mom kicked me out, they let me stay, and you know, it gave me a way to be able to feed my baby. Yeah, it wasn't always the right thing, but yeah, it wasn't always the right thing, but yeah, it wasn't always, yeah, it wasn't always the right thing. And we really look at them with a lot of appreciation, but in the long run, in the grand scheme of things, they failed us. And we'll defend the failure that they did to us. We'll defend it like, nah, they didn't fail us. Shit, if it wasn't for them, I would have been dead in the streets. If it wasn't for them, I would have had to go to the shelter. I said, if it wasn't for them, I would have been locked up early. If it wasn't for them, I probably would have got shot. If it wasn't for them, I'd be dead up in the streets. I said, if it wasn't for them, I would be getting played by these bitches. If it wasn't for them, if it wasn't for him, if it wasn't for wasn't for them. I get it. But I bet you those same old heads, when they see you out there getting better or being the greatest at the bullshit that they taught you how to do, I bet you they not looking like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. My young boy grew up to be the best hustler. That's not what they thinking. They thinking like, you know, it's only two ways out of this game. I was hoping that he would take those smarts that he had and make something out of himself, because he really did have what it took. I was hoping that he would keep going to school instead of dropping out. That's what I was really hoping. Didn't exactly work out that way.
you know.
So although they're proud of you for still being here, they're also worried about you because they know that it's a short lifespan on that life that you're leading. So they feeling like they failed you, but you may never find that out. You might be taking care of them now. You dropping money on they, you know, making sure that they okay or whatever. You know, you looked out for me when nobody was there for me. I was 13, 14 years old, and you know, sort of like Baby did for Lil Wayne. Sort of like that.
Okay. Hold on. Okay.
How we looking? Are we all right? We okay? We good? We good? No buffering? No. Okay. Okay. I reload it. Takisori says, I'm fortunate to have reached a lot of teenagers in my career, but sometimes I feel I failed the ones that I couldn't reach. Yeah, you know. Yeah. That's not even, I don't even suspect that that's even the perfectionist in you. You probably just want to make sure you want to make sure that all of the people that you touch were able to be reached. You understand what I'm saying? Everyone you touch, you hoping that you could reach them. You can reach them. Sometimes you can't. Oh, Sutra J2 says intermission dance, huh? Makosa, now. All right. Ansel Jones says, Carol Chamberlain, we're multitasking something. I'm getting better at again. That's something I felt like I was failing people. Okay. All right. Carol Chamberlain says, some old heads taught you how to survive without getting in trouble. Yeah, you're right. You're right. But I wonder if even those old heads feel like they may have failed you because maybe they knew that they could do a little bit more. All I know is this. If you're an old head and you help a child not go to school or make it in another way besides going to school, you failed them. You failed them. Now, you may still have a chance to do right by them, but that ain't right. You got to make sure that these kids go to school. Anytime you tell a child, well, you know, I ain't go to school. I made it. I did all right. No, that's a fail. That's a fail. I tell anybody that shit. Now, I'm not trying to hear that shit. Well, you know, these white schools, they ain't. Nah, I don't want to hear that bullshit, dog. A foundation is a foundation. And guess what? Learning is learning. And if the white man teaches you the same thing that they teach they white boys and girls, then you are in pretty good shape. Because if they will teach you what they teach themselves, then that gives you a pretty good competitive edge. Real shit. All right, we good over here on the YouTube side. That's what's up. On the YouTube side. All right. Charlene Carey says, the parents are worse than the children. Word. Robbie Ming says, Charlene, yes, they are. You can see why these kids are so bad. Yeah, it's a problem. It's a problem. Cherry says, hold on. Sometimes God will send people my way, and I wasn't ready to listen sometimes. I'm still not, but the words are true. Believe me, I heard them. I heard them. I might have used to use the information later. Like my dad always say, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So you may have heard something that was really beneficial to you 1,000 times before you were ready and mature enough to come into the knowledge and the wisdom of what the words were speaking to you. But when you are ready, then you will remember who tried to teach you that shit all the way back, going all the way back. They may still be here for you to go back and thank them, or they may not. But the bottom line is, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So it could be the teacher back then, or it could be the teacher that presents him or herself right now, because now you're ready to move. Feeling like I failed you. Feeling like I failed you. We may have raised children that we feel like we have failed. Like I didn't, you know. Unfortunately, man, there are some parents who were married. They were married when they had children or whatever, raised their children in a two-parent family. And then, you know, the marriage didn't work out and they got divorced. And they really honestly and truly believe that they failed their kids by not staying together as they were married. And that's a tough position to be in, because most people who get married and have children want their children to grow up in a two-parent family. It's not a lot to ask. It's not too much to ask, I should say. It's not an unfair thing. So, you know, it's a position where you have to deal with the pain of the heartbreak and the heartache that comes along with going through divorce proceedings. Well, the unhappiness leading up to the decision to even get a divorce. But then you see how the children are affected. You know, you have some people who try to stay together and stick it out as long as they can for the children. And then, you know, sometimes it gets too heavy and they can't do it no more. They can't do it no more. So they say, well, you know, I'm going to have to break out. I'm going to go ahead and get on up out of this thing. So they get divorced and they really feel like, when the child start, or the children start having trouble in school, or, you know, discipline problems and things like that, they feel like, see, I know that they're just upset because they've, you know, they miss their father or they miss their mother, and they're not here the way they, you know, we're not the family we used to be, and we don't do the things that we used to do, and you really feel like you failed your children. That's a tough ass situation to be in. My mom told me before. She told me she felt like she failed me. I was like, man, what you talking about? And she said, well, you know, first of all, my marriage didn't work out with your dad. But that was what it was. But she said, well, I tell y'all about it. Like, you know, I was the youngest out of the three of my mom's children. So she felt like, you know, when I was starting to grow up, when I was getting into my teenage years and all that kind of stuff, you know, the money wasn't like it was when Dita and Shell was growing up. They grew up when the money was, it was flowing. It was good shit. They grew up in the Cadillac Eldorado days and the Buick Deuce and a Quarter days, brand new. You know what I mean? I grew up in the used car days. You know what I'm saying? The not top of the line shit. But I was like, but you never failed me as a parent. You never abandoned me. You never made anybody feel like they were more special than me, even my sisters. Never. You know, you never treated any of my cousins better than me. If anything, you always compared me to anybody else, and I was always your gunner, your first string. This is my son. You know, check my man's out. Always. So I'm like, nah, you didn't fail me at all. She never encouraged me. She never made it okay if I didn't go to school or if I didn't try or blah, blah, blah. She didn't do that. So I was like, I understand where you're coming from, but you just talking about material items and you still kept me laced. You know what I'm saying? Plus, you know, she had a hustling nature. She showed me a little bit of how to hustle too. So, nah, no failure over there. But in her mind, she like, no. I could have done this. I could have done that. You could have had more. I could have. But yeah. Sucre says, shit happens. That's right. And Sucre says, we just can't rely on that education solely yet. Well, to me, my definition of an education is anything that you learn, not just a formal education. I never reduce the word education to just what a formal education it is. I'm not just talking about pencils and papers and books and classrooms and desks or desks, because you know you got desks and classrooms, and then you got desks in classrooms. You got desks and you got desks. You take tests and you take some tests. Well, if you learn not to say desks and tests, then I don't think you failed. Not all the way. You ain't gonna get an F. Shit, I know people who said tests and desks and still got A's. That shit still fucks me up. Like, you was born to win. What's up, Grits and Wavy? Grits and Wavy. Wavy and Grits. I said a Grits and Wavy. Wavy and Grits. I said Grits and Wavy. Wavy and Grits. I'm glad you came through, because you know that you the she said, they failed us because someone failed them. Could be. Could be. Could be. Could be. Could be. Marshall says, the feeling of failure as a parent on Loom. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not you. I can't fucking see. That's why I'm wearing the glasses, because the monitor is farther back. So I'm like, nah, I ain't going to be able to do it. I ain't going to be able to do it just like, you know what I mean, with free eyes. I'm going to have to, I got to get the peepers, you know, popping. All right, the feeling of failure as a parent can loom when one saw opportunities pass for the child to excel. That's true, too. And as a parent, it's good for you to understand what opportunities, true opportunities are. A lot of parents don't understand that shit. They don't even understand that shit. So could they talk about some spell it? Man, you don't know. I can spell. Okay, what you talking about? I can spell. Me. Mine's. I can spell. But anyway. But yeah. Hey, you can, you know, you may feel like a failure. You may feel like you not a failure of yourself, but you may feel like you failed somebody else. Whenever you know or wanted to hook somebody up or do right by somebody or really, really put time, effort, care, and substance into something for somebody, and you fall short for any reason, I can imagine how it can affect one person to another person. You know what I mean? That's why we're talking about feeling like I failed you. Feeling. It's not necessarily that you failed anybody, but you feel like you failed. You feel the failure. Feel the failure. Feel the failure. Suddenly, it told me. No. Something that you told me fucked up my head all night long. Robbie Mink says, your mom had other plans for you, but it didn't happen the way she wanted it to. So that's why she said she failed you. No. She really meant like she failed. She felt like she was really talking about material things. You know, my mom likes to buy shit. She likes to have shit. She likes to have money in order to buy shit. She's a shopper, not a shopper like Dita is a shopper, but she's a shopper. Not a shopper like Shell is a shopper, but she's a shopper. I guess she is a shopper like those two, but she topped off after a certain time. But anyway, so, you know how when you if you're a child and you grew up without having a lot of stuff, you want to change that for your children. You want to make sure that they have everything the fuck they want when in reason, within reason, I should say. And when you are unable to do that, it can get to you. Serious. My man, Serious Fix, my dude. What's going on, my man Troy? Troy boy, the Serious Fix. Without a doubt. Good to see me some you. But yeah, you know, have you ever had a husband or a wife or a girlfriend, a lover, boyfriend, man, woman, whatever? You ever felt like you failed them? You ever felt like, you know, y'all might not be together anymore, but in the breakup, you may feel like you failed them. Like maybe you didn't put the time and attention. You didn't give them the time and attention that they really needed. And you could have provided that. But for some reason, you was caught up in your own shit. You may have been doing things. You may have been doing this, that, and the third or whatever. And they was good people. You'll tell anybody to this day, even though we not together, I would do anything for that person because they was good people. You know, they weren't good for me at that time, and I wasn't really good for them at that time either. Little did they want to accept that. But it was what it was. But I could have done much, much better by them than I did. I failed them. You know, I mean, honestly, when you keep it a buck with yourself, especially as a man, you may feel like, you know, it's because of me that she has trust issues. Because of me that her anxiety be on extra tilt. It's because of me that she may never really put her all into a relationship or whatever, you know what I mean? It's because of me that she doesn't think that she's pretty or desirable like she really, really is. Some men are responsible for that shit. And they could have easily turned that around. But you got to really be a man to even think like that. Most men try to avoid it like, shit, you had self-esteem issues before I came along. And that might be true. But you sure didn't do your part in trying to help it out in any way. Now, did you? You didn't do your part. If anything, you exacerbated the situation and made it worse. But even in your recognition that you may have done that, you may be feeling like you failed them. And sometimes it's just true. It's just straight up true. Yeah. You feel like you failed them because you know you could have done more. And you know that you didn't. You could have been on drugs. You could have had an alcohol problem. You could have just been caught up. You could have fell victim to your own upbringing, your own negative upbringing. But you kept that going instead of trying to break those chains. You know what I'm saying? It's tough, man. It's tough. Real for real. Word muff. Real for real. Taki Zuri says, I know I failed two of my previous significant others. I am D Lynn. What's up, ma? Good to see me. Good to see me. See you. It's good to see you. Very, very good. Very, 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 very good. And so Jones says, singular and plural people forgot about after graduation. Cherry says, a mother's regrets weigh heavy. My children are grown. I still cry. Yeah. It's a tough situation. It is. Cal Chamberlain says, "Yes, you do, Omar. I feel like I failed my children when I couldn't provide them with their wants. I supplied their needs, but not all of their wants. Single parent issues. I'm just saying, it's tough. It is, and it can be even tougher when the breakup between you and the other parent was bad." So they had to watch, They had to witness those arguments and fights. They may have felt like they had to take sides and all of that kind of shit. It wasn't your fault. You may have been the straight victim, but you can start feeling like you made the situation worse because you may have been the victim, but then you may have taken the step to go ahead and end it. And that may have been the thing that actually saved your physical life. But, you know, sometimes kids can't see that. And even when they can see it, you may not believe that they can see it because you just wish that it wasn't that way. You wish that it wasn't the way that it happened, but it is. You know, it's a tough situation. And, you know, the reason I'm going through a bunch of these situations talking about failures, because this shit is real. This shit is very, very real. So I think that one of the things that we should remember is that we haven't, in most of these situations, we haven't failed the children. We haven't. If anything, hopefully we've kept the lines of communication open and we've been able to teach them about life. Because they're going to find themselves in similar situations as they learn and they grow and they experience. Sometimes we try to protect our children so much that we make them into punks, or we just don't prepare them for the adversity that's out there. We're so busy shielding. We're so busy protecting. We're so busy guarding. We're so busy blocking. We're so busy making sure that our children are around to see tomorrow that we haven't even prepared them for today. Yo, man, it's tough. This shit is tough. Feeling like I failed you. And, you know, as a black person, it's hard as fuck. You know, like, look at the United States. Do the United States feel like they failed black people? I don't think so. It doesn't show. Every now and then you hear some, you know, you hear rumblings of some people who show some remorse, some feelings of regret, guilt, things like that. But it ain't the government, though. You don't hear nobody in government saying, yo, you failed these people badly. Use them and abuse them. There are people outside of government who say it, but if you say it and you're in government, you're not going to get elected. How does that work? So if you can't get elected by bringing out certain truths, how are you going to address those truths in fucking office? How can you deny that the U.S. government has failed black people? How can that be a question? You know how it can be a question? The same way as we have been conditioned to think that every problem that we have in our community is of our own creation, is the same way that they condition their own to believe, no, we gave them a lot of things. Yeah, we were a little cruel back in the day, but we ended all of that, and they have had just as many opportunities as we do. And you're saying this shit right while you are oppressing and blocking and discriminating and practicing systemic racism. What the fuck? But do they feel any guilt? Do they feel like they have failed us? No. No, no. I am Dylan. She says, yep, I'm guilty of protecting my Don so much that he's oblivious. I don't think I failed him, but I've made his growing up harder for him and me. Okay, okay. I meant son. Okay. I'm like, his name is Don? That's cool. Damn, I meant my son. All right. It's going to be your bride. Everything is going to be your bride. Thank you. Boom. Feeling like I failed you, baby. Feeling like I failed you. Let me see.
Cal Chamberlain says, and Cherry, I understand. I still cry too. I still cry too for mine. Yeah, I hear you. Cherry says, I see you telling my story. It's funny because you didn't even know.
Oh, no, I know. I've been to you. I know everything about you. You know what you talk about tomorrow. It's going to be, this is really going to be the Dana Show.
But yeah, this shit is, I can only talk about some of these things because I know people who've been through it. And you know, I know people who've been through it. I've been through it, not personally. But even if you weren't married, there are plenty of single parents who feel like they failed their children just because they have raised them as a single parent.
And you know what's, you know what the fuck is crazy though? You know what's crazy? You have single parents that have excuse me. You have single parents that have begged the other parent to come into their lives, come into their children's lives. Just, listen, fuck all the money. Forget about anything else. Financial, material, all of that. Please just step in and take care of your child. Spend some time with your child. Groom your child. Condition your child. Raise your child. Teach your child, tutor your child, be there for your child, support your child, please. And there are parents out there who won't do it. And that parent who has begged the other parent to come in, step in and step up, feels guilty. But then you have the other kind of parents. And I ain't trying to get on no ladies or nothing like that, but y'all know like I know that it has happened. Then you have men who have tried to be part of their children's lives, and they dealt with women who would not allow it to fucking happen under any circumstances. They blocked everything to keep the father out of their child's life or whatever. And they don't feel no fucking guilt over that shit. Well, I got you. You don't need your dad. You don't need no father. You know, you got my father, you got my brothers, you got your uncle, whoever. You know what I'm saying? You might not have, she may not have even had her father, her real father in her life, but you got pop. We got pop, we got this person, we got blah, blah, blah. And they don't seem to show no fucking remorse. You robbed your children of the experience of being raised by two parents that he was or she was created by, and you feel no guilt. You don't feel like you failed nobody. You running around here carrying that shit like it's a badge of honor. Nah, that motherfucker ain't no good anyway. My child shouldn't be exposed to that bullshit he be doing. And who the fuck is you? You shouldn't have been exposed to the nut he dropped in you when you spread him. One thing leads to another. You know, my point is, we have a situation where somebody who's really trying feels nothing but guilt, feels like they failed their children. The other one who was dead fucking wrong and tried to do nothing but take all of the credit for being the single while blocking any chance for the double, and they don't seem to show any guilt. They don't think that they failed at all. Well, I'll be goddamn. Oh, yes, I will be goddamn. Okay. Let me see.
Sucre says, I'll ask, but I won't beg. I understand that. IMD Lynn says, what kind of woman does that? Sounds like my story. My son's father has no backbone.
I hear you.
Sucre says, if a parent doesn't want to be there, begging won't change that.
That's true. My point is, you should not feel guilty or feel like a failure because you at least tried. You tried. You may have tried consistently. You may have tried, you know, repeatedly. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. That's kind of interesting. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. But you can lead a man to the hole and make him come. I don't know. But it is what it is. If a man has to be begged to take care of his children, you know what it is. I'm just optimistic as far as history is concerned, as far as the future is concerned, because I like to believe that every man inherently wants to be with his children, wants to take care of his children. It's just that every man ain't got it in him. Every man just ain't been shown. And what I mean hasn't been shown, even when they have been shown, they have not been shown. I don't know if y'all can get that, but you'll get it on the playback. Oh, shit, it's 8:13. Let's get on the body here. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. But, yeah, man, you know, feeling like you failed them. Feeling like I failed you. Well, you may not have had the chance to be 100% successful, but at least put yourself in a position where you can chronicle the effort that you did put forth. And things have a way of working themselves out, and you're going to get there. You're going to get there. IMD Lynn says, the guilt comes from me choosing to have a child with a deadbeat. Yeah, I understand that. I do. I get that. But don't get me wrong when I say what I'm about to say. And what I'm about to say is you got to let that go. And what I mean letting that go is you can't control somebody's actions after the fact. More than likely, your child was born out of love. Funny thing about love is sometimes it just kind of burns out. And sometimes it remains where it should have burned out. But there's a lesson in every instant. And if we take the time to learn those lessons and understand those lessons, we'll find out that there's a blessing in the lesson. It's not, it may not be a blessing that your son's father didn't want to take care of his children, but it may be a blessing in that it may have shown you how to show your son how to be the type of man that wouldn't repeat that type of action, or be the type of man that you know a decent woman would be attracted to. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. Listen, if life came with a rewind button even 5 minutes, you know most of us wouldn't even make it 5 minutes out of the day. We keep saying, nah, let me go back and do that again. You say, I got 5 minutes? Let me go back. Go back, baby.
Okay. Come on. Hold on. Okay. Got that. I gotta try to tune in sooner.
We hear every night at 7 o'clock. I had bailed out of Instagram for a while. It wasn't doing what I needed it to do, but I realize sometimes I got to be patient. It's still not doing what I wanted to do, but, you know what I mean, fuck it. It ain't hurting me. It ain't stopping me from doing what I want to do. I'll say that. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious February 10th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Hold on, let me tell y'all something. Because I almost forgot about this shit, because I don't normally I'm hold on to this, but I'm going to tell y'all about this. I told y'all that my stepdad left this physical body on February 10th, 2010. I forgot about that for a hot second. I forgot about it for the day, because I don't normally celebrate or acknowledge death days. I don't think that that's a healthy thing to do. But my mom this morning, she was like, you know, this is Pop-Pop's birthday. I mean, this is the day that Pop-Pop died. And I said, damn, you know what? He's right. Fuck. And I asked her, was she all right? And she was like, yeah, I'm good. I was like, you sure? She said, yeah. I'll give it to her. She's a strong lady. She don't dwell on that kind of shit. She's more of the birthday type, not the death day type too. So, you know, but I do want to give a rest in heaven. You know, shout out to my late great stepdad, because he was a real one. He was a real one. He is the reason that I'm extremely blessed, much more than most men that I know. Because I had a biological father who's still here and still in my life and never left, and I had a stepdad who was just as active, just as loving, just as attentive, just as caring as my biological dad. So I had over dads where a lot of young men had none. So yeah, I was blessed as fuck. So I'm going to acknowledge him. Number one out the box for the birthday, Karen Darlene Montgomery. Happy birthday to you, Karen Darlene Montgomery. And Sharice Jackson, happy birthday to you. And go get a Lisa Long. Miss Long is in the house, turning 54 years old today. Do the damn thing, Lisa. And also go get a Adrian Heights. Happy birthday to you, Ma. You know what I mean? Do the damn thing. And she is raising money for her foundation called Rip the Bandage. You know, yo, check out Adrian Heights. Her last name, Heights, is spelled H-I-G-H-T-S. And she was a victim of abuse. Sexual abuse. God damn. Sexual abuse or some shit. Now, I'm not saying some shit to discount that. But nonetheless, she has a story to tell. And when she tells it, it's very compelling. And also, Naomi Fiordamondo. Naomi Fiordamondo. You know, Naomi used to call into the Sun Always Shine show, or the Urban Therapy with Sun show. I think it was the Urban Therapy with Sun show. Anyway, good people. Happy birthday to you, Naomi. And also, last but not least, my man, Kevin Alfred, turning 54 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Kevy Kev. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious February 10th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. Do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, listen. Feeling like I failed you, feeling like you failed them, feeling like you were failed. You know, we can often have these feelings that are sometimes deceptive, man. Let me tell you something. Feelings lie. I'm not saying that you don't feel what you feel, but sometimes, a lot of times, the things that we feel do not support the facts and do not support logic. That's why sometimes we feel afraid. yeah, the fear is real, but what we may be fearful of may not be real. Sometimes we're fearful of things that we have just been taught to be afraid of, and it works. It's conditioning, baby. It's conditioning. But when you know that you have tried your best from what you have known and learned, and you even tried to learn more so you could show more, so you could teach more, so you could help more, don't feel like you failed anybody. You did the best that you can, and you'll probably continue to do better and better and better as time goes on, as the days go on, as life goes on. And guess what? Life definitely goes on. You can fix anything in this world that's broken as long as you wake up every day to be able to fix it. Because you can work on it. Work on it. Try to fix it. Get help. Utilize your resources. Do your best. 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 You can read more, learn more, ask for questions, some more, Google some shit, research some shit, look at a video and shit, ask them questions and shit, get around somebody who is an expert on this shit. Yo, you can do your best. You don't have to feel like a failure and nothing or nobody in your whole life. But sometimes it might not go down the way you want it to, especially in your time frame. Your name is your name, and your games that you play, you're going to win in your own way. Speaking of that, hey, tomorrow night, because we will be back tomorrow night on the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Make sure that you hit the like button, hit the like button. But tomorrow night on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we are going to be talking about you won the way that you played. You won the way that you played. You know, after this Sunday Super Bowl, a lot of people talking about how unfair the Super Bowl looked. It looked unfair. The question we have to ask is, if it was our team, would we look at it as being unfair? When we are looking at anybody that's on a team that we like, especially our own team, when we persevere, when we reign victorious, are we trying to hear that cheated talk, unfair talk? Probably not. And when somebody tries to tell you that you don't deserve to be in the position that you are, or when you know that you did play a game by unscrupulous tactics, or you utilize unscrupulous tactics in order to secure the bag, well, you know what? You won the way that you played. But don't deny that you played the way that you played. But you did win. So, you know, I don't mean to sound like I'm in the spirit of Donald Trump, because that's some shit that he would say. But it is a real thing. You won the way that you played. Now, how did you play? Because you also lose by the way that you play. And it is what it is. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all back to life. Good Lord. You are harassing me. You're harassing me. I'm going to get with y'all later. So, let me get Blog Talk on up out of here. Yes, yes, y'all. And you don't stop. It's that rhythm that makes your body rock. All right. So, Blog Talk, you go bye-bye. You go bye.